sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with, America? Let's talk about you, talk about your health, and talk about your life. Visit the website, go to teamlifestyle.com, and information there. You can also send me an email, make it part of the show. And don't forget our lifestyle providers, our team members growing all around the country. So if you're looking for someone in your area that believes the same way we do, check out the website and you can find someone in your area there. Seeing a doctor regularly may cut your colon cancer risk. A new study says the more often seniors with Medicare coverage visit their primary care physician, the less likely they are to either get colorectal cancer or die from the disease if they do. This is a new study that's out. So moreover, the investigation also found the greater the frequency of the visits, the less likely such seniors were to die of any cause at all. So specifically in terms of colorectal cancer, this is very important to know because it's one of the cancers that's preventable, explained the study lead author, Dr. Jean Ferrante. And they said that we found that people, when they visit the primary care physician, are more likely to get screened for colorectal cancer. It's a simple little test that we get done in the office, by the way. And those people, in turn, are less likely to get colorectal cancer, as well as less likely to die from it. Ferrante and her colleagues discussed the findings recently in the Annals of Internal Medicine. The American Cancer Society recommends that men and women who face the average risk for colorectal cancer begin getting some type of routine screening starting at age 50. It can take the form of colonoscopy once a decade or a flexible type scan or a virtual CT colonoscopy once every 5 years. It may result in some form of polyp removal. Those are at high risk due to personal or family history of the disease. Polyp development and or inflammatory bowel disease are encouraged to start screening at an earlier age and repeat the process more frequently. So for the investigation, the study authors sifted through U.S. surveillance, epidemiology, and end results data on nearly 100,000 Medicare patients as they were looking through this. So a review of Medicare claims paperwork, they said, was conducted to identify all primary care visits made during the 4 to 27 month period leading up to cancer diagnosis or death due to the colorectal cancer or any other cause. So again, what they're saying is screenings have value. That's what they're saying, the bottom line. And they really do. I'm a huge fan of going to your primary care physician, seeing them on a regular basis, letting them be your head coach, getting blood work done, getting your screenings done, getting the prostate check, guys, which is not a lot of fun, but you need to get it done, and the breast for the ladies and the vaginal exam and all those type things that we just really maybe not don't want to do. But at the same time, having someone look at every aspect of your body on a regular basis once a year makes certain that nothing's headed in the wrong direction. And that's the key. It's an information gathering session. And once you do that, you really get on the right pace of knowing where to go, what to do, and how to take care of yourself, and then what goals to reach, too. So it's a great, great thing to do. And it's just one of those deals you just have to. Go do it. Make it happen. Guys, we're the worst. So don't put it off and wait like 5-10 years. And not go. Have someone take a look at you on a regular basis. See what your numbers are. See what's going on with your body so you can stay on top of your game and stay ahead of the game. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Go to the phones to talk with Darla. Hi, Darla.
My health problem is atrial fibrillation and congestive heart failure and retaining fluid.
Okay, well, if that's what you're dealing with, and the AFib and congestive heart failure. I'll tell you, one of the main issues with that, especially we've got the heart healthy diet, which is great, and it's you know, again, approved by all the cardiologists and everybody on board with that team. But as far as your eating habits go, that's going to play the biggest role, I think. That and your exercise. So your ability to exercise is going to be a real key. Having a trainer, somebody on board that can watch you go through the process, kind of carry you through that, hold your hand, is going to be really important. So I would definitely focus on that. Make sure someone is keeping a good eye on everything that you're doing in that process. Now, exercise, of course, physician needs to let you know the level that you can go with congestive heart failure. There's going to be limits. But if you get consistent and you make a good, solid routine that you stick to, you know, however that's built, whoever helps you do that, that's going to be the key. The little baby steps, the little consistencies that you can create, especially with exercise, with congestive heart failure, that's so critical. So I want to encourage you to do that. Look into rebounding, which is jumping up and down on a little mini trampoline. It's low impact, easy on the joints. It creates a pumping mechanism, which is great for the lymphatic system, and it's good for the cardiovascular system. So, again, all the way around, a great way to go. Now, some of the next steps, too, I think for AFib, there's a couple of options. One, getting your blood test done for some nutritional deficiencies is always a real good key. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I'm talking about the different B vitamins. You want to look at the different systems like the anterior pituitary gland, make sure it's working properly. The thyroid, you might want to do an iodine load test to make sure you've got enough iodine in the body. Many people don't, and because of that, it's an important trace mineral, and it causes the thyroid not to work effectively, but it may be subclinical, so the numbers may show up fine on the blood test, so your doctor's saying, hey, your thyroid's great, but it might be causing some issues with the heart, because remember, the thyroid not only regulates metabolism, but it's also the heart rate and rhythm regulator. So that's one issue that gets overlooked many times as far as the heart goes and with AFib. So many times we get stuck on one area in the electrical side of it, and we don't really look at maybe the nutritional side. All right, so those are some things to look at. Definitely talk to your physician about and get someone on board to carry you through and get some answers. That's the key. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Got Jane in Huntsville, Alabama. Says, I have a newborn and I want to breastfeed, but I can't. How early can I start goat's milk? It's a great question. Now, definitely talk to your pediatrician. Let them be aware, because goat's milk is not standard by any means. It's not the formula. So they have goat's milk formula that you can get. I'm personally not a big fan of the soy milk at all. And I don't really like the cow's milk formula either. So raw goat's milk, again, your pediatrician may have a fit even asking that because of the fear of the bacteria and all that. But goat's milk is the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. So, again, your baby has to eat, so they're going to go with formula or some version of milk. I would talk with them and see if you can, see if they get the okay for them to supervise you during that process. Goat's milk has got great reviews at as how well it assimilates in a little baby's body. So just look into it. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com, if you're looking for information, how to improve your lifestyle and empower yourself to go to the next level. Articles, recipes, a free plan that we've got, an online coaching system you can join in, gives you discounts, but also newly uploaded videos. It sends you your diet plan right to your phone or your iPad, whatever it might be. Check out the website. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because I needed, at that time, I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with them. I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725, 877-646-3725, or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metals' value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network. Two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event. Absolutely free. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Wow.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. We've got our team members there every single day. And our team's growing around the country. We've got a brand new coaching website coming up where you can go online and, of course, get our videos every single day. I'll be uploading and coaching you along the way, taking you by the hand. We've got an incredible new lifestyle system to be able to take you to the next level with your health and with your life. You can check out the website there. It's launching very soon. Going to Ned now. Hi, Ned. Welcome to the show.
Having an issue that's symptomatic of gallstones or gallbladder issue, and I've got three or four of the symptoms. However, I went in today and had an ultrasound, and my gallbladder is clear and looks fine, with the exception of a 2-millimeter polyp on my gallbladder. I have a very sore abdomen, and just kind of curious which direction I need to go with it. I've asked my medical doctor about it, and I'm taking the approach of it possibly being an ulcer, and I just want to see what your opinion is.
Okay. Well, yeah, and I mean, it could be. I would definitely have them do a test, a little test, called an H. pylori test. And just see if that bacteria is present in your body. Because if it is, usually that's the root cause of most of the ulcers. And you know that can be killed off with a round of antibiotics. And believe it or not, bismuth salts can help too. It's kind of a standard way of doing that. So you can kind of go the alternative way or more of a standard medical approach. But ask about that because it's a great test to have done. Urease test can be done. And it's very, very accurate. And it can really show you what's going on, and that can help. Now, stress levels obviously can cause that, but a lot of times it's caused by the bacteria. And, you know, by getting that done, you'll give you some good information, especially as painful as it is and sore and how it makes the abdomen like you're talking about. It will make a big deal. So I would get that checked out. And also, as you're getting that done, look at your diet, too, and look at your inflammatory foods. So what I mean by that are a lot of the processed foods that people eat, the bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it acts like a sponge, you probably don't want to eat it. Okay, that's the way you got to look at it. So meats and vegetables and fruits, those are all very good. Obviously, they're going to give you the kind of foods and bring health to the body. Most of the foods that would act as a sponge, you probably want to avoid. Not going to do much for you. So a good rule of thumb to think about. And don't forget the healthy fats. They're critical for your overall health. We'll make sure you get plenty of those in your daily routine. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You can give us a call right now. Anti-smoking campaign is now surpassing expectations. This is pretty exciting. So there's been campaigns ongoing for people quitting smoking. And, of course, with Obamacare around the corner, what a lot of people don't realize is that it drives healthcare costs up for their own policy that has to come out of their paycheck through the company if you smoke. Matter of fact, it's considerable. So hopefully that will drive people just from a financial aspect to drop the habit. But now graphic ads depicting the ravages of smoking have generated a bigger than expected response. Federal health officials said recently the Tips from Former Smokers campaign, which includes the TV ads, which tells ex-smokers, tell their smoking-related health problems like amputations, cancer, etc. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So we saw 150,000 people call 1-800-QUIT-NOW over and above what we would have expected. Dr. Tim McAfee, director of the CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. In total, there were about 350,000 calls, and we had about 2.8 million unique visitors to the website. So these were all quit attempts, so we were excited by the results, they said. During the campaign, there were 75% increases in calls and nearly 38-fold increase in unique website visits compared to the month before the campaign began. In the month after the campaign, weekly calls dropped by 41%, and the website visits fell about 96%, according to the report. Now, Terry Hall, one of the people featured in the ads, lost her 13-year battle with smoking-related cancer. Terry's desire to share her story in effort to help others know the dangers of smoking was truly heroic. And, of course, CDC officials stated that due to oral and throat cancer, she had her voice box removed years ago. So in her first ad, Hall was shown putting on a wig, inserting false teeth, and using a scarf to cover the hole in her throat. It was the campaign's most popular ad. I think we all remember that one. Another ad featured Hall speaking with her artificial voice box and advising smokers to make a video of themselves singing or reading out loud, "I wish I had," she said. "The only voice my grandson's ever heard is this one." It's really sad. Hopefully it's powerful enough to grab some people, because, you know, again, I've seen smoking harm the health of family members in my life, and it's very devastating. It's a habit that doesn't need to be. It's a habit that you can control and make a difference with. You don't have to keep doing that, and it's one of those habits that you know that it's taking your health away. This is what gets me about smoking. And I realize there's an addiction component to it. But what I don't get about it is, if you have kids or a wife or a husband, and you have grandkids, and they're all alive, right? And you're smoking, knowing that every puff that you take is taking years and time away from those that love you, that need you and want you to be here. So whatever self-sabotaging situation you've got going on, and whatever pity party you've got going on for yourself, whatever hurts and pains that you've gone through that the smoking is covering up and helping medicate, I want to challenge you, beyond these ads and beyond anything else, to put yourself to the side, your selfishness to the side, because it is selfish. No different than eating yourself into 400 pounds is very selfish. And putting the hurt and pains to the side in regards to being selfless and caring about those that love you and need you to be here, because they need their dad, they need their mom, they need their grandpa, they need their aunt, their uncle. I mean, they need you here to invest in them. And all it takes is putting down a cigarette? Something to think about. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm America's lifestyle coach. Welcome. Here's the deal. Your body is a temple. It's a gift that was given to you. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health you have tomorrow. You want to stay sharp. Multiple sclerosis can affect your cognitive function, can affect the entire nervous system, of course. That's what it is. It's the sclerosing or the wearing out or the tearing down of the myelin around the nerve. It's kind of like the protective coating. Think about the rubber around an electric wire, the insulation rubber around a wire. It's kind of like the myelin. It wears away or it erodes. So what happens is more than 400,000 people in the U.S. are currently living with MS. That's according to the National MS Society. And of the people, about 50% of them will experience some sort of cognitive impairment. That's because just as MS impairs the body, it can also affect the mind. The nerves are everywhere. So 5 to 10% of the people with MS suffer from cognitive impairment, and it's bad enough to significantly interfere with daily activities or the ability to take care of themselves in their home. University of Miami Miller School of Medicine down in Florida says some of these notes I'm getting ready to talk to you about. So the types of cognitive impairment problems are as follows. So short-term memory loss is a big one. And this is the most common form of cognitive impairment. So you draw a blank on familiar phone numbers, forget whether you took medications, or can't recall why you left the room to go into the kitchen. So the short term becomes a little bit of an issue. Mental fatigue is another one. So the cognitive impairment can cause brain fog or slow thinking. In psychological tests, the MS patients have been found to tire more quickly, leading to the perform less well in the test of cognitive performance. Distractibility, that's another one. So you may have a hard time focusing on what you're doing, but some MS patients with cognitive impairment issues are easily distracted by noise such as television or music, and it's also difficult for them to multitask. I think that's just, I don't know if that's multiple sclerosis or just male syndrome MS. I don't think any guy can multitask well. Brains aren't wired that way. Verbal fluency problems, they say. So you may have difficulty finding the right words in conversations or get lost in the middle of a sentence. However, people with MS are able to understand words that they hear and read just as well as people without MS. Impaired planning is another big one. So people with MS symptoms can have trouble planning or organizing their day. They get a little scattered. And some research shows that 40% of the people with MS are less able to plan than people with or without the MS, with the MS. So the complex problems are another big one. So mental MS symptoms can impair a patient's ability to figure out a difficult problem. So you may feel overwhelmed if a problem is too complex and may not be able to come up with alternative solutions. So it can lead to poor judgment. Anyway, it's a challenge, no doubt. And there's a lot of natural ways you can support the body for MS. Don't forget, the myelin that we're talking about is the protective coating around the nerves. Well, we know that milk sugar, the galactose milk sugar, is the one substance in the body that actually rebuilds that. So where does that lead us? I like raw milk products. I'm a big fan of them. Or organic milk products, if you're going to go that route. But goat's milk is great. It's a great form of getting that galactose milk sugar. Goat's milk yogurt, kefir, all those kind of foods, fermented dairy, are extremely beneficial. They're loaded with probiotics, but also they've got extreme amounts of healing properties for the body, too, that you can look into. So if you're dealing with MS at any level, then you might want to look at the galactose milk sugar and getting that in your diet some way, somehow. Is it a cure-all? I mean, you can't say that about anything. But is it helpful? Well, physiologically, it makes sense. Nutritionally, it makes sense. That's what it does in the body. Why would you not eat it every day? Makes sense? I'm just a common sense guy here. I'm not barking up any tree. I'm just saying that, you know, that's what's in all the textbooks. Why don't we teach that? We just don't. But there you go. I saw that in medical school, and I was like, huh. And I'm sitting there, and I asked my biochemistry or a pathology professor, and I'll never forget that. It was just one of those moments where, I mean, I know you may think that I'm the brightest bulb on the tree. I don't think I'm the brightest bulb on the tree. I mean, I've studied hard, and I've learned a lot, and all that sort of thing. But you get those kind of moments, like, where everybody is just so focused on just root knowledge. And I just had that moment. I'm like, well, why can't you just, for MS, why can't you just, and I'll never forget talking to him. He was like, well, you're right. Because we just don't ever teach that. A lot of nutritionists will teach that, but it was just interesting. That's something I'll never forget. But at any rate, look into that. It can be very beneficial. Don't forget your fatty acids as well, like your omega-3s. And also don't forget about your vitamin D3, because it's a key. If you're not getting enough sunlight, look at the supplementation. It really is valuable. That's why a lot of physicians now are just jumping right to it, and they know that people need the vitamin D3 for hormone function, for brain function, immune system, the whole nine yards, and it just is extremely beneficial. So make sure you're getting that in at some level, because it's very, very important for overall function. The diagnosing and treating MS cognitive impairment, here's some ways that it can be treated. So if you suspect that there's some cognitive impairment going on and you've dealt with MS, of course, you got to look at possible depression type issues as well. So you might want to get that ruled out. But here's 7 tips to boost your mental fitness, which I think is critical and I think is really important. Number one, keep a calendar. Recording appointments and important dates as soon as you make them is really big. Write them in big red letters on a wall calendar, or set the digital calendar on your mobile device to remind you with a beep or some kind of text message. Make to-do lists. That's a big one. So write down what you need to get done and prioritize the task by assigning it with a number. That way you're more likely to accomplish the task before any fatigue sets in. Now, number three, have a place for everything. Don't get scattered. Don't have stuff all over the place. always put writing tools, keys, and your reading glasses back where they belong. Encourage family members to do the same as well. You also want to write down names and numbers. Carry a small notebook with this information. Just the act of writing something down improves mental fitness because it anchors the information in your mind. Plus, having written notes can help jog your memory when making phone calls or meeting with people. That's always important. Take your time, too. Work slowly rather than rushing through mental chores at home and at the office. Use a calculator or dictionary to help you accomplish these tasks. The next one is use a pill organizer. So if you take a bunch of medications or supplements, the organizer will help you stay organized, hence the name. And it'll keep everything in order so you can make sure you take everything every day and you don't forget. Give yourself visual reminders, too. Sticky notes posted around your home and desk at work. And if two containers look similar, mark them so you don't get confused. And there's also exercises DMS patients can do to downsize memory issues and upsize the mental fitness. Talk to your psychologist or therapist about the best exercises for your specific cognitive impairment issues. Most MS people dealing with that keep their minds sharp despite the cognitive changes. It's one of those health challenges that, you know, you're dealing with, but you can do a lot of lifestyle changes to boost that and get yourself to the next level to really get to where you want to be with your health and with your life. So I want to encourage you with your eating habits, low inflammatory, plenty of fruits and vegetables, healthy fats, at least 25 to 30% of your diet, lean quality proteins. All of that is going to be a real big key to get you where you need to be. Do not veer off that plan and look at all of these 7 tips to boost your mental fitness. Those are key elements to support your brain in the fight against MS. And again, it's all about lifestyle. All about it. I'm all about it because it makes such a big difference with whatever you're struggling with, whatever you're dealing with. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Going back to the phones to talk with Linda. Hi, Linda.
I am a senior citizen and I'm just going through so many changes. Hopefully it's just stress, and I have a problem with the one foot, the right foot swelling, the leg and the kneecap. It's like, it feels like it's been twisted, but that goes in and out.
If that's the case, with that kind of gait issue and ligaments that seem like they might be getting lax in the lower back, sacrum area, which is the tailbone, I would go to a chiropractic physician and get an opinion, have them take a look at it. Because, I mean, you can go to your regular physician, and that might be a good way to go, but at the end of the day, they're not going to evaluate it in that regard. As long as there's nothing, I mean, they may shoot some films on it. And they may even do an MRI, depending on pain levels and that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to make sure that they're giving you the right information. And I really think in that sort of situation, as far as with a chiropractic physician, maybe an osteopathic physician, they're going to get you down in the right track. So that would be the way to go. Okay, and that way... Again, I can sit here and say, oh, manganese is really good for you, and there's certain minerals that can be helpful. And that's true. But at the end of the day, you're going to want someone to really walk through this with you. And someone that needs to be hands-on, what you're dealing with right there. Okay? 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. You give me a call right now. Exciting coming up. We're going to talk about weight management. You know, we always talk about weight loss, but really, what are the managing tools that you need to go to the next level with your health and to manage the weight? And don't forget, with depression, anxiety, ADHD, all these brain chemistry related issues, what do you do? How do you support your brain nutritionally? We're going to get into that when we come back as well. Check out the website. Go to teamlifestyle.com. We're here to empower your lifestyle to make it better so your life can go to the next level, next level living. That's what this show is about, taking you from where you are to where you need to be. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach. We'll be right back.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Shaw, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's all about your lifestyle. Talk about here on the show all the time, but it is. Your choices that you make every single day can and will determine the kind of health you're going to have tomorrow. So, the question is, how are you going to choose? Are you going to choose wisely? Are you going to keep doing the same pattern over and over again and expect a different result? Really? They call that the definition of insanity. So don't be insane. Make some changes. Live the life that you want to live and the freedom that you deserve. Paul Gagnon gives us our quote for the hour. He says, I shut my eyes in order to see. Sometimes you got to just close your eyes, be able to see what's going on. Listen many times more than you talk. You'll be able to know actually what is going on around you. 10 theories about ADHD I want to talk about, because it's a big issue. Brain chemistry, instabilities, depression, anxiety, all of these are a real key. And I really want to get into that in just a moment. First, we're going to go to Tara, though. Hi, Tara.
I'm taking fish oil supplements in the little pill form, and I'm breaking out with little spots of eczema. Just wondered if the capsules are worse than the liquid that is suggested. Will the liquid give me the little spots of eczema, or is this just a side effect of the amount of fish oil I am taking?
That's a great question. It's probably the quality. A lot of the fish oil capsules, the quality is not that great. And you got to remember, when you heat fish oil, it turns rancid into trans fat. So depending on whoever made that, if it's cheaply made and it's heavily processed and they heat it to put it in the gel cap, probably broke down and your body's not handling it very well. Usually the oil itself, most people handle, there should be no side effects of the fish oil unless you're highly allergic to it, and that would be worse than a little bit of eczema. So usually the fish oil is going to help eczema. It's actually helped the skin conditions. So it gets down to what's happening in the gut. So more than that, there might be some correlation with getting rid of gluten out of the diet, all your breads, your pastas, your cereals, your crackers, the flour-based foods, cutting that out, dairy products, you cut those out too, and you start noticing quite a bit of difference in how your body responds. I would look at that first. And, of course, the quality of the fish oil, you might want to trade out. Get some mercury-free oil that you know is extremely pure. Just remember, when it comes to supplements, if you spend $10 on a fish oil, you're going to get $10 results, really. I mean, the quality is it makes a difference. So get a good brand and get some kind of organic mercury-free, just really high-end, and see how your body responds. It's good for your brain chemistry as well. There's so many good components for fish oil. I'm a big cod liver oil fan. I still like the vitamin A and vitamin D that's naturally occurring in it, and I think you just get so many benefits from it. So I hope that helps. But look at probiotics, too, to clear out the good to add the good bacteria back in the gut. That makes a big difference. 10 theories about ADHD and the causes. So attention deficit disorder, it's something that, it's rampant. Our young people are seeing it all the time. Adults are dealing with it now. And it's become this official diagnosis, probably been going on for a long time. But now we put a label on it, so we got the label happening on everyone. So I got ADHD, or my kid has ADHD, and they're on Ritalin, and what a nightmare the whole thing is, in my opinion. There's a lot of causes, they say, for ADHD and that are linked through studies and whatnot. Pediatric neuropsychologist Scott Hunter at the University of Chicago says that there's a lot of theories. Number one, they say for ADHD, lack of good parenting. So now we're getting into the behavioral side first before we blame genetics and nutrition and all that. Lack of good parenting. That's number one. Stressful family situations is number two. A lot of fighting in the home. A lot of instability in the home. Excessive exposure to TV and video games. And lack of structure at school. Those are the main causes of ADHD. So quite a few of these theories have been abandoned, and new theories have replaced them. And those are kind of the older theories, been around forever. So here's some of the new triggers that they're talking about. Then, of course, they throw in the caveat, we don't completely understand why some people are more susceptible to ADHD and others are not, but this is what we think is going on. Number one, genetics. Of course, they're going to put that at the top of the list. Studies show that 1 in 4 children with a diagnosis have a close family member with ADHD. I don't buy into the genetics component of that personally, with everything I've researched, I think genetics are about 10 to 15% tops with anything, mostly lifestyle related, and the CDC is starting to back that claim up. Lead exposure is number two. This is a big one. Studies have shown increased lead exposure to ADHD symptoms in young kids. Many of them have lead in their drinking water due to old plumbing fixtures. And they found that over the years that builds up in the child, that there's never any form of detoxification, and that can really, really lead to some major issues. Cigarettes and alcohol, they're two toxins that have been shown to increase the risk of ADHD in children, are cigarette smoke and alcohol. And, of course, with the mother and the fetus, with that whole dynamic going on, moms, please don't drink or smoke while you're pregnant. For the love of everything, my goodness. So that's a big issue. Medications taken during pregnancy is another one. Study done in the Netherlands found that children of women who were treated for high blood pressure during pregnancy with a medication called labetalol or Normodine had significantly higher risk of ADHD. So, again, big issue. Fluoride's another one. It's in the drinking water. Be cautious with fluoride. Sugar and sugar substitutes is another big one, of course. Regular sugar, high fructose corn syrup, both of those. That's by the National Institutes of Health. Celiac disease and food allergies are linked to that. So, again, cutting out gluten to see if there's a food intolerance or sensitivity is a big one. Watch the food additives, the colors, the red number, you know, yellow number 6 and blue number 1, all the different ones. Just be cautious with those. Pesticides in the foods, Harvard study suggests that's a big one as well that can lead to ADHD. Comes down to nutrition and lifestyle for brain chemistry. Those are big ones. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, our engineer, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities and empower their health. You're listening to America's Lifestyle Coach.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.